At the end of the memorial service for Wood Smethurst, everyone was asked to take a long stem rose from the floral centerpiece at Glenn Memorial Chapel. It was a way for everyone to leave the service with something that Doc held close to his heart. 82-year-old Doc Wood Smethurst was no ordinary man. His influence on education in the region stemmed back to the founding of the Galloway School and the Paideia School, two leading institutions among Atlanta's independent schools. But never was his presence more felt than at the Ben Franklin Academy near Emory University. Martha Burdett, who co-founded the academy and was a colleague for 31 years, said Doc wanted to create a school that didn't feel like a school. He wanted it to be a welcoming place, a place where students would love to attend. So he found a spot where he could grow rose bushes, create a home-like environment nestled in the trees. And of course, he insisted, there had to be cats. Before the academy had its own home, Smethurst and Burdett were teaching at the Oxford Prep Program at Emory University. The purpose was to help incoming students prepare for their freshman year. But there was a rule, no cats allowed. Doc Smethurst told the higher-ups, but we're teaching the cats how to read. Somehow, he got away with it, even though the cats never progressed beyond the level of lying on top of the books rather than reading them. It was the cats that first sold my daughter, Carmen, on Ben Franklin. After looking at several high schools, we came upon a cozy campus off Clifton Road. The sign on the door listed several rules. Do your own work and be sensitive to the needs of others. No fighting, hate speech, weapons, illegal drugs, tobacco, or alcohol. And then the clincher? Don't let the cats out. Cats? Carmen loved the idea of being able to go to school with cats. Then she met Doc. Within moments, the two hit it off. Carmen explained she was a night owl. Me too, Doc said. Then he gave her his cell phone number and said she should call him if she's ever awake in the middle of the night and felt like talking. As we left, Doc softly told me, Carmen is part of the solution. She is not part of the problem. And that's the way Doc was. Everyone held promise. It was up to the teachers and schools to unleash that potential in every student. At the service, Doc's son Frank spoke of how many people had written Facebook messages thanking Smethurst for saving their lives during fragile points in their path to adulthood. Doc was always able to sense the beauty and fragrance of people beyond their thorns. We will miss you, Doc.